This video is sponsored by the Supertub, a product by Hydreigon. One of my favorite quotes comes from author Greg McKeown in his book Essentialism. He says, "Do not do more in a day than you can recover from. Recovery is insanely important. I do try to maximize what I can output in a week, but in my journey to manage my energy as well as possible, I've realized that I sometimes need to do less in order to recover from the work I've done, in order to progress."
I'm like reconsidering all my life choices. This last week, like wondering why I'm running so slow.
That's where cold plunges come in. Cold exposure has become very popular in the culture, and it's something I've benefited from a lot in the past, but it's time consuming to set up at home if you're buying barrels of ice. Or you could go to an ice bath sauna club, but they are few and far between and require you to allot dedicated time to going to a particular location and spending an hour there. It's not something I can work into my daily schedule. That's where Supertub has been a game changer for me.
Luckily, Supertub gave me an ice bath contraption, which I'm very excited to use. And that's what we're reviewing in this week's vlog.
This tub is extremely easy to set up. You just plug in an air pump that will inflate the tub, fill it with water, and let it run through the cooling system that sets the temperature of the water to any degree you can see fit. For good measure, I've been setting mine at 50 degrees, which is bone chilling.
This morning I ran 18 miles at 7:45 pace. It was extremely grueling and extremely taxing. So having access to cold plunge at home is really, really helpful.
The Supertub comes with a built-in three-step self-cleaning sanitation system. Step 1, the 80 mesh water strainer traps larger debris like hair and sand. Step 2, the 20 micron water filter removes ultrafine sediment and dirt. And step 3, the commercial grade ozone generator disinfects the water by breaking down microbes like bacteria, viruses, and mold. All of this ensures that the water you get in is cold but very clean.
Why do ice baths speed up recovery? According to some studies, ice baths constrict your blood vessels, which has been suggested as a mechanism that helps with the flushing of waste products such as lactic acid. The cold temperature also reduces swelling and tissue breakdown. Normally, after one of my long runs, it would take me 2 or 3 days to be able to run again. By getting in the Supertub immediately after each hard workout, I've cut my recovery time in half.
Now, this doesn't mean I've increased my training. It just means that I have more leisurely time to enjoy myself, rather than just limping around the house, which is what my life looked like in the past.
Ice plunges provide a multitude of other benefits as well. Andrew Huberman noted in his newsletter that deliberate cold exposure causes a significant release of epinephrine and norepinephrine in the brain and body. These neurochemicals make us feel alert, increasing our energy and focus. At times, I've gone in the Supertub after a long day of work, several coaching calls, and usually because I put so much energy and focus into my coaching calls, I'm completely drained by the end of them. And so it sort of taps me out for the rest of the night. But this last week, I've been getting in the Supertub, and as a result, I sort of have been shocked back into alertness.
I mean, this is so difficult, but you get inside one of these and you're like, your anxiety starts to melt away. It's such an immediate feeling.
It gives me a second wind to do more with my evening. I find that incorporating 10 to 20 minutes of ice baths every week now, averaging around 3 minutes per day, has enhanced my mood, made me feel more resilient. I even feel more aesthetic. This is anecdotal, but I think the frequent ice baths have reduced the inflammation in my midsection and made me look leaner.
There's like some anti-inflammatory effects happening here. So just my stomach region has been tightening up. I feel more aesthetic as a result of doing this more often, which is really, really exciting.
There is one last thing I want to talk about, which is contrast therapy. This is where you alternate between the sauna and a cold plunge. And the idea is that the contrasting nature will dilate and constrict your blood vessels, which are smooth muscles. Like, you can't give your smooth muscles a workout, right? Well, to dilate and constrict your blood vessels, which are a muscle, will strengthen them and make you more resilient. Getting an actual sauna is very expensive and takes up a lot of space, but I've been able to approximate the feeling of a sauna with this sauna blanket, the Heat Pod, which is also provided by Hydreigon.
Hydreigon also sent me this Heat Pod sauna blanket. It looks a little funny getting into it, but it's really cool. You just set the temperature and the exact like time duration you want to do it. And then you get in here, especially after being inside the cold plunge. It's kind of nice. I have a very hard time sleeping the night before a race. So my plan is to just do 3 rounds of this right at home in the evening before bed. This is like the funniest shot I've ever gotten for a video.
If there's one takeaway from this video, it's this. prioritize recovering like a champion. It gives you the gumption to get back into your efforts with full focus, whether that be your training or your life's work. This video has been sponsored by SuperTub, a product of Hydreigon, but even if they weren't sponsoring me, I would recommend this product wholeheartedly. To be able to incorporate cold plunges into my life without having to buy bags and bags of ice has been game-changing. You can check them out using my link in the description box below. And with that, we'll catch you in the next one. Greatness is coming.